It's hard to believe that the holidays are right around the corner. My goodness, where does the time go? Are you one who doesn't look forward to the holidays for one reason or another? If you are, then I think you'll want to listen to this edition of Weekend Connection. Good afternoon. Welcome to Weekend Connection here on the Bible Broadcasting Network. My name is Ed Phillips, and I'm talking with a very, very special guest, as well as a friend of Grace's and myself. Her name is Carol B. Gattas, G-H-A-T-T-A-S. She is an author, and she has a book out, and I think it's a very interesting book. It's When You Don't Feel Like Celebrating, talking about Christmas, a 31-day Advent devotional. Carol, welcome to Weekend Connection.
Thank you, Ed. It's so good to be with you.
It's good to be with you, and you live in Middle Tennessee, right? Murfreesboro?
I do, just outside of Nashville.
And that's where you grew up, right?
It is.
Yep. I'll bet you've seen a lot of changes,
Yes, quite a few. I cannot believe we're one of the fastest growing cities in the country. So it's been terrifying, actually.
I know. And you're like 30 miles or so outside of Nashville, and Nashville is growing just like it is here in Charlotte. Well, we're not here to talk about that. We are here to talk about your book. And before we jump into that, just tell our BBN listeners a little bit about yourself, in addition to growing up in Middle Tennessee, but how you came to know the Lord, and when did you develop an interest in writing? You're really a prolific writer.
Well, I'd be glad to share. I knew the Lord from an early age, around the age of 8. I accepted Him as my Lord and Savior, and began a long journey with Him in faith and service. And at the age of 10, I felt the call to serve in missions. And from that point on, I have always had opportunities within my home church or through student ministries, through the BCM, to do ministry. And then I was a journeyman, a two-year journeyman, which is a two-year program of overseas service after college. And I did that. And it was while I was in Ivory Coast, West Africa, during that 2 years, that I felt the call to work specifically with Arabs, Arab speakers, Muslims. And that began my journey back to the States, but also to seminary, and then overseas missions again for the next 20 years with my late husband, Rolf. And so we served in several different countries in the Middle East and North Africa. And I've always enjoyed writing, have written little things here and there along the way. But it was really probably when my husband asked me to write a book. No, he asked me to write a track about how Muslims, how women feel behind the veil. And it was called Lust Behind the Veil. And then I wrote a 300-page tract. So it became my first book. And that started my journey.
A 300-page tract? What?
I got carried away with the story.
But you truly do enjoy writing, and obviously it's a God-given gift.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I do enjoy it. I do. I feel like, you know, the Lord just continues to give me new areas of writing. You know, I began with the novel, that one that was set in Syria, where we were living at the time. And then I've progressed to other novels set in the Middle East and North Africa to help people understand how Muslims come to faith. But then I've also felt in the last few years the Lord wanting to use my experience in overseas service to help the next generation of missionaries and cross-cultural workers. And so I've written several books related to that and several other things along the way.
That's really great. Pouring into, others who are younger than us. And just want to quickly add that my wife Grace and I served with you and your late husband for a number of years, and those were really, really, really great years. And it's really great to look back during that time. Now, the devotional, when I first heard about this not too long ago from you, I thought this is really a good take on a devotional. I mean, seriously, devotionals are a dime a dozen anymore. Some really good, some, but I looked at this title and I thought, man, I've got to have you on because there are indeed lots of people where, you know, the holiday season and especially Christmas, truth be told, you really don't feel like celebrating. And so when did you have the idea for this devotional? And give our listeners a little bit of the journey.
Sure. So it really started many years ago, just with that concept of how difficult holidays can be. Because my mother passed away, and you were there at the time serving with us. She passed away on January the 1st. And so January the 1st always became one of those holidays that was tough as the new year came around, because I always reflected on her passing on that day. But then my husband, many years later, passed away the day before Thanksgiving. And so our first Christmas, my sons and I together, that was tough. And it was just like, what do we do with this holiday that, you know, is so joyful? And it was joyful in our faith, but it was difficult for the actual celebrating feeling that you want to have. And so I began to think about then later on, as I've gone through my years as a widow, what do the holidays look like when you don't feel like celebrating, and where do you go? And for me, all through, I've learned so much through journeys of grief and change on the mission field, lots of different things that bring upheaval to your life. I always want to go back to God's word. And so it was while I was traveling, actually, a couple of years ago in the Middle East, right the day after the October 7th attacks in Israel, I left the States that next day. And I was thinking about where would I go in my thoughts for this devotional? And it was to the book of Isaiah. And so I really found some wonderful, comforting thoughts through the prophecies of Isaiah that helped me to put this book together.
And so give our listeners an idea of how you broke down the 31 days.
So I looked at Isaiah as I read during that month and studied. He had so many words that came out that the Lord wanted him to share with the people. And many of them started with the very inconsequential letter A. And it would say, a stub, a stump, or a sun, a light. And I thought about how the seemingly smallest of things can bring the greatest joy. And so I began to go through Isaiah and look for those words of prophecy and hope, even in a very dark time in Israel's history, but also in our history for today, it works the same as well, where God speaks through those things. So I divided most of the month into the prophecies from Isaiah, and then the last few days of the month in the devotional, I look at several people from the Christmas story, Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, also sometimes inconsequential if you look at them from the society's view, but very meaningful in the view of the Lord and for the sake of the Messiah.
That's really great. I've heard it from some. Some have said that Isaiah is kind of like a fifth gospel.
Yes, I believe that, because it's just amazing the truths that we see in that and the way that it points to Christ. He's just all over that book. And I think because it speaks to people in such a dark time, it shows just the impact that Jesus makes in lives then and now.
Yes. I mean, Jesus is all over the Bible, Old and New Testament, of course, but especially Isaiah. Well, Carol, how many books have you written since well, you were doing writing even overseas, but especially back in the States and devoting more time to that. How many books have you written thus far?
So this is my 11th book. I had to go back and count, but yeah, this is the 11th one.
Wow. How do you, this doesn't relate to your book here, but anyway, how do you break down your days of how much time to devote to writing, how your workflow goes and that sort of thing? Because even though it often feels like we can't sit behind our computers all day, every day.
Right. And most of these books I have written while I was working full time as a public librarian. So when we came back to the States, I began working full time and worked for 12 and a half years as a public librarian, as a manager of my local library here. And so finding time to write was, you know, in the evenings, on the weekends, things like that. But also now that I've retired, I use my mornings mostly for writing. And it depends on the project, what I've got going on. Right now, I'm actually taking a break a little bit from writing just because of the season of my life. But I have another project that I'll be working on again in the first of the year. But I just try to use the morning times because that's my best time. And I think for every writer, they have to find that time that they're able to focus, because it takes energy and it takes extended pockets of time. Well, you can't just do 30 minutes or so.
Oh, it does. And I'm sure you've heard of pastors, some of them well-known, who have taken and do take sabbaticals and just get away. And their congregations bless them with writing sabbaticals.
Yes, and that's wonderful. And I've actually taken a week off and gone, you know, to the mountains or something and written when I have a project I'm trying to get together and to do. But now that I'm retired, my house is very quiet, so I can do it here at home. But I have gone away for writing as well, which is really nice.
Well, Carol, how can listeners, if they want, obtain a copy of your book? It's published by a publishing company called Ambassador.
Yes, Ambassadors International is the publishers. They can find it on their website. They can find it on Amazon or any other book distributor site. They can also go to my website, lifeinexile.net, and find more about me and all my books there.
Lifeinexile.net. That's the website right there. How did you come up with that title?
Well, I think I look at life as if we're living in exile. This is not our home.
That's true.
And so what do? While we're here, we press on to bring glory to God.
Amen.
In the time that we have.
Passing through and pressing on. That's it right there. I appreciate the time you've taken with me and with our BBN listeners today on Weekend Connection. Again, the title of the book, When You Don't Feel Like Celebrating, a 31-Day Advent Devotional. Now, before we go, just want to, I mentioned that your last name is Gaddis, but it's really an Arabic name, and it's really Ghattas.
That's right.
That's right, and it's from the root, little lesson for our listeners here. It's from the root meaning to immerse, to dip,
yes,
to baptize.
Yes.
So.
Yes. When I married my husband, the pastor that married us, he said, "You are now Mrs. Merciful Baptized."
All right. Well, good, Carol. Thank you so much for taking time out on Weekend Connection today. Thanks.
Thank you for having me, Ed.
Okay. Bye-bye. I trust you found this interview to be encouraging and informative. Here's that web address once again. It's lifeinexile.net. That's lifeinexile.net. Weekend Connection is a public affairs program of the Bible Broadcasting Network.